We celebrate today. Boy, this has been such an awesome year with folks joining the church. Amen. And we celebrate today Ray and Julie Cohen, Courtney Lester, Rhonda and Ruth Keat, and Judy Reynolds coming to us today. And it is just an exciting time for me. By the way, thither, there, or toward that place. Now, I don't know what was meant here, away from the speaker. You know, I don't know. Go there around noon. That's interesting. See, you ask and you receive. All right. Thank you for coming today, guys. Appreciate it. Rhonda Keat, we celebrate that you have made the decision to choose to publicly profess your decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and leader of your life this morning and become a Christian. That is just really awesome. Rhonda is wanting to be immersed. And I absolutely respect that, and the United Methodist Church respects that. However, for some reason, even though the United Methodist Church believes in sprinkling, pouring, and immersion, very rarely do you find an older United Methodist Church that has the ability to immerse. And so we are looking presently for a place to baptize her. And in this pastor's mind, it's important that we are faithful to that, that God calls us to do that. We'll send it out on Prayer Warriors so everyone knows where that will be so you all can join us when it happens, probably next week. So, I'm going to be asking all of you some questions this morning. Yes, that's right, I am. Julie, Ron, Joyce, and Judy, you are baptized Christians, and Courtney as well, and you are transferring your membership here to First Church, and we celebrate that, and you've answered these questions before, but for the sake of me and you all and all of us here at the church, I'm going to ask you again. What did I say? Sorry. Ray? You're Ron in my heart. I am sorry about that, Ray. And don't call you late for dinner, huh? All right. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world, creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge today, it's yes or no now. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? I do. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, I will. Would the church community please stand with me, if you're able?